Continue in Sefer HaTanya, we're in the middle of Perek Kaf Dalet. We're on page, if you have the Sefer, Resh Kaf Aleph. Resh Kaf Aleph, on the bottom of the first column. Uma Shepikuach Nefesh, those words. So just to give a background again, where we're up to here in the Sefer HaKadosh, the Tanya. If you remember, he explained what Ma'amar Chazal, what Chazal say, En Adam Over Avera Ela Im Ken Nichnesa Bo Ruach Shtut. A person who transgresses a Avera Chas V'Shalom, it's only because at that moment a Ruach Shtut, a spirit of craziness, of unconsciousness, took over the person. Ruach Shtut. And he explained, what's the Ruach Shtut? The Ruach Shtut is to think that there is a difference in the Chumrah, in the seriousness of the Averot. To think, this Avera, oh no, Avodah Zarah, that of course, I'm going to give my life. And a Jew, as he explained, a Jew instinctively with the Ahava Mesuteret Shebekirbo, with the love of Hashem that is built into the heart of the Jew, he's going to give his life and not to do anything for Avodah Zarah, not to bow down, even without believing in it. Still, a Jew has it in him to give up his life for Avodah Zarah. And yet, other Averot we see people do. How's that possible? There is a Ruach Shtut. What's the Ruach Shtut, he explained? To think, Avodah Zarah ze mashu acher. Avodah Zarah, that's separating myself from Hashem, denouncing my identity as a Jew. No, that ani lo mukhan. I'm not going to do such a thing. But this Avera, okay, listen, we're still together. Echtav ve'ashuv. Okay? That's a Ruach Shtut, he says. The Baal HaTanya says, that's a Ruach Shtut, that's a Shigaon, that's a craziness. Why? Because, as he explained in very much depth, at the time when a person is doing any kind of Avera, I think if I remember correctly, he said, Afilu midivrei sofrim, any kind of Avera, even Deoraita, Derabanan, doesn't matter. At that moment, the Nefesh of the Jew is separated from Hashem. He even said very harsh words. He even said that at that moment, the nefesh goes to a lower level even than the sitra achra and the klipot tum'ah and the behemot teme'ot chayot ra'ot, even lower than that. Now, I just want to clarify. It's talking about bisha'at ma'aseh. At the time of the avera, there is a severance, Chas v'shalom, a separation between the person and Hashem. Because what are we studying here? We're learning here, en od milevado, that there's nothing besides Hashem. And when a person is committing a avera, at that moment, a person is thinking that I can do what I want. He is separating himself from the kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a Ruach Shtut. To think that that's not happening, it only happens when you do Avodah Zarah. That's wrong. Any Avera, there's no difference between Averot. Any Avera is a separation from Hashem, just like Avodah Zarah is. And he says, well, you might ask a question, and this is where he's going to begin now. We find that Avodah Zarah is Yehareg Ve'al Ya'avor. It's one of the three big Averot that a person is supposed to give his life, right? Yehareg ve'al yavo. So we see that there is a level, there is differences in the averot. So look what he says. Uma shepikuach nefesh doche she'ar averot, ve'gam ya'avor ve'al yehareg. So what is it that we find? Why is it that we find that by most averot, except for those three, a person is told to be over ve'al yeharik, transgress, and don't allow yourself to be killed. Pikuach nefesh, doche et haTorah. You don't have to give up your life to stop yourself from transgressing a certain avera, if it's not one of the three. So you see that there is a difference. He says, that's not because there is a difference. No. Hainu kepirush chazal. He says something very deep. He says, it's like what Chazal say regarding Shabbat, but it applies to all the mitzvot. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbat says, Amra Torah chalel alav Shabbat achat, kedei sheyishmor Shabbatot harbe. The reason why Pikuach Nefesh is Doche Shabbat is because we say, Chalel Alav Shabbat Achat. Desecrate for him one Shabbat so that he will be able to continue to do more Shabbatot. So we see here, Lo Mishum Kalut Averot Vehumran. It's not because, what are you going to tell me, Shabbat is less serious than Avodah Zarah? Is that why? No. It is not because of the fact that it's more serious or less serious. It has nothing to do with that. The purpose why Hashem says v'chai bahem, why a person is not supposed to give up his life, even when it comes to avera, that's in order to be able to continue to live, to do more mitzvot. That's the purpose. That's why Hashem says v'chai bahem. And ya'avor ve'al yehareg, and pikuach nefesh doche et kol haTorah. It's in order to be able to continue to live, to do mitzvot. But not because of chumran ve'kulan. No, teda. And he proves it, in brackets, he proves it. Sha'are Shabbat chamura, are Shabbat is very serious, right? Ushkula ke'avodah zara. It's even equivalent to avodah zara. As serious as that is. Le'inyan, which halacha do we find this? Le'inyan shchitat mumar le'davar echad. Regarding a person who is a shochet, and he's a mumar le'davar echad. What does it mean, mumar le'davar echad? A person, mumar, means rebellious. He rebels against the Torah. Now we know that in order for a shochet, for his shchitat to be kasher, it has to be that he keeps the mitzvot, that he's shomer Torah mitzvot, or else we can't trust that he did the shechita b'kashrut, right? Let's say you have a person who keeps everything, all the mitzvot, except one thing. Yesh davar echad, there's one thing that he does, when it comes, let's say, I mean, stama, I'll give a dugma, shatnez, this he does, you know, lo'idama, shatnez, he's mumar le davar echad. What's the halakha regarding his shechita? Shechita is kasher. His shechita is kasher. It's halakha in yore de'a, siman bet, mumar le davar echad, is considered shechitato keshera, except if that davar echad is Shabbat, or that davar echad is avodah zara. If he keeps the whole Torah, aval davar echad hu lo oseh, ma ze? Avodah zara. Or davar echad he doesn't do, what is that? Shabbat. In that case, his shechita is not kasher. But everything else, it is kasher, ken? Now, ma she'en ken, b'mumar legilui arayot. Let's say he keeps the whole Torah, and what's his mumar ledavar echad? Gilui arayot, rachamana litzlan, right? What's the halacha, rabotai? The halacha is his shechitato keshera. It's only by Shabbat and avodah zara that shechitato is not kasher if he's mumar ledavar echad. But anything else, including gilui arayot, the shechita is kasher. I'm not saying we're rushing to his restaurant, you know, that's not what I'm saying. Aval halachically, his shechita is kasher. Afilu hachi, pikuach nefesh, doche Shabbat, velo gilui arayot. And yet, from the din of Shechita, what did we see? It looks like Shabbat is more chamur than Gilui Arayot. Because mumar ledavar echad, Shabbat, Shechitato psula. Mumar ledavar echad, Gilui Arayot, Shechitato kshera. So it looks like Gilui Arayot is less chamur. And yet when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, Doche Shabbat. You mechalel Shabbat for Pikuach Nefesh. Gilui Arayot is one of the three. Yehareg ve'al yavo. What's going on here? It looks like a stira. Which one is chamur? What is that the proof to? It's not because of what's more chamur or what's less chamur. No. Ela digzerata katuvu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knows. Ilata ilot vesibata sibot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's the one who knows. Why? This one, if his shechitato pesula. This one is doche, he's yehareg ve'al yavo. This one. Not because there are levels of chumrah. Not at all. So it's very important to understand that. But he continues the inyan. He says, Ela, however, where is there a difference? Because you might ask me, Rabotai, a question. You might say, but achar hakol, we do see that there is a difference because of the onashim, because of the punishments. We see certain averot, less punishment. Malkut, let's say. Certain averot, there's no malkut, right? Not even that. Certain averot, malkut. Certain averot, arba mitot bedin. Certain averot, karet, mitavid ha-shamayim. Certain averot don't have karet. So lecha'ora, that shows that there is a difference in the level, in the chumrah. That's what he's going to answer now. אלא שלאחר מעשה החטא. Till now, what we were talking about, רבותיי, is בשעת מעשה. בשעת מעשה אין הבדל, אין חילוק. There's no difference between the smallest עבירה and the biggest עבירה. בשעת מעשה, a person is detaching himself from הקדוש ברוך הוא when he is just like if he would bow down in front of עבודה זרה. The only thing is the aftermath, the cleanup process. That varies. That's different. שלאחר מעשה אחת, אם היא מעבירות שאין בהם קרית ומיטה בידי שמיים, if it's, for example, from the עבירות, that is not חייב קרית, is not חייב מיטה בידי שמיים, what does that mean? שאין נפשו האלקית מתה לגמרי. That this עבירה, the פגם of that עבירה, does not cause his נפש אלוקית to die totally, ונחרטת משורשה באלוקים חיים, and totally cut off from its source, which is Hashem. רק שנפגם קצת דבקותה ואחיזתה בשורשה בחץ זה. The נפש האלקית was blemished a little bit. The closeness with Hashem has been affected. Its holding on to its shoresh has been affected to a certain degree with this chet. In that case, הרי גם נפשו החיונית הבהמית המלובשת בגופו וכן גופו. The same thing applies to נפשו הבהמית, the נפש בהמית of the person, also, and his goof, are also affected, חוזרים ועולים מהסתרה אחרה וקליפה זו. Meaning, if it's a type of עבירה where there is no karet, so then it could be, then it could be, זה לא חשוב, זה לא חשוב. בחילה. סליחה. תודה רבה. If it's the type of עבירה that doesn't have karet, so then, after the chet, if a person does teshuvah, it's possible for his nefesh to come back, to go back to its shoresh. ומתקרבים, to come closer לקדושת נפש האלקית המלובשת בהם, המאמינה בהשם אחד. Which means the difference in the averot is how long and what do you have to do in order to get back the nefesh that was lost in the klipot at the time when the person did the chet. That's when there is a difference. וגם בשעת החט. Now, even בשעת החט, even at the time of the chet itself, הייתה באומנה איתו יתברך. He's talking about the nefesh ha'elakit. The nefesh ha'elakit of a person, the divine soul of a person, even in the time of the chet, was still loyal to Hashem. רק שהייתה בבחינת, like we explained previously, בבחינת גלות ממש, תוך נפש הבהמית מסתרה אחרה. What did he do at the time of the chet? He took his nefesh elakit, and he brought it into his nefesh bahamit of sitra acha, המחתיעה את הגוף ומורידתו אימה בעמקי שאו למטה מטה, תחת תומעת הסתרה אחה וקליפת עבודה זרה, השם ישמרנו. At the time of the chet, the person is actually, maybe he doesn't realize it, that's the ruach shtut. He's dragging down his nefesh ha'elakit all the way down into the mud of the klipot of the sitra acha, and even lower, as we said before. Ve'en lecha galut gadol mizeh, me'igra rama ad bira amikta. There's no bigger galut than this. To take the nefesh ha'elakit, which is me'igra rama, igra rama, from the ceiling, to go take it down to Bira Amikta, to the lowest of the low, וכמו שנתבאר לאל, as we learned before, רבותיי, this was in the earlier פרקים, דשורש ומקור נפשות כל בית ישראל ומחוכמה אילאה. Remember? What's the source? What's the origin of the נפש האלקית of a Jew? It's from ספירת חוכמה אילאה, והוא יתברך וחוכמתו אחד. And we know, הוא וחוכמתו אחד הם. Hashem is one with his chokhmah, which means our nefesh elakit comes from, mamash from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's happening at the time when a person does avera chas v'shalom? V'hu kemashal ha'ochez b'rosho shel melech. It's like taking the head of the king. U'morido lemata. And he drags it down. He pushes the head of the king down. V'tomen panav betoch bet ha'kisev malet so'a. And he puts his face into the toilet. The face of the king. He puts it into the toilet. She'en lecha elbon gadol mizeh. There's no bigger insult to do such a thing. Afilu osek nefishah. even though it's only momentarily, like we explained, some averot, after the shat maaseh, already it's possible that the nefesh comes back to where it was in the beginning. But even to do it for a moment, would anybody do such a thing? She'aklipot v'sitracha nikraot ki tzo'a, as we know. The klipot and sitracha are called ki. Ki is vomit. Tzo'a is excrement. At the time of chet, that's what a person is doing. There's no difference between the chet of Avodah Zarah and the chet of any other sin. At that time, that is what he is committing. So he continues, if we can remember this, Rabotai, let's go 5 minutes into the next perek. V'zehu shekatuv ki karov elecha davar meot. Perek kavhe. Remember, Rabotai, a few prakim ago, we mentioned the pasuk, ki karov elecha davar meod beficha ubilvavecha la'asoto. It's very close to you to become a yereshamayim, to become someone who is keeping the Torah u'mitzvot betachlit. Ki karov elecha davar meod. And he asked, what does that mean? How do we understand? How is it so easy? I didn't know it was so easy. Why? שבכל עת ובכל שעה בידו של אדם וברשותו הוא להעביר רוח שטות והשיחה מקרבו. You know what it means that it's קרוב אליך? Because what's the problem? We have ahava, we have a storage of love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our nefesh. The problem is that the Yetzer Hara comes with his ruach shtut, and he tells us, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, of course, that's different. But this is okay, it's just momentarily. Everything will be fine. It's in our hands. It's in our hands to understand that there's no difference. To talk to the Yetzer and to tell him, what you want me to do right now is exactly the same thing as what you would understand why I would give my life not to do. And that's Avodah Zarah. If a Jew is told to bow down to Avodah Zarah, he'll give his life and he won't do it. There's no Yetzer Hara at that moment. And now, he tells the Yetzer Hara, this little Avera that you call little is the same thing. Because I am severing, I'm disconnecting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I'm doing the Avera. ולזכור ולעורר אהבתו לשם אחד המסותרת בוודאי בלבבו בלי שום ספק. And to remember and to awaken the love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is within us without any doubt. וזהו שכתוב ובלבבך. כי קרוב אליך הדבר מאוד בפיך ובלבבך. It's in our heart. All we have to do is to remove that veil, that ruach shtut. ונכלל בה גם דחילו. Remember, this is from previously. He explained to us, included in love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is yira. What does it mean, nichlal ba dechilu, that included in the ahava there is yira? When a person loves someone, when he has a loving relationship with someone, there is a certain fear. What's the fear? I don't want to lose that relationship. So there is a dechilu, there is a fear that is included in the ahava misuteret. I don't want to be detached from Hashem, chas v'shalom, dehaynu shelo lipared b'shum ofen miyichudo ve'achduto yitbarach. Afilu b'msirat nefesh mamash b'li shum tam v'sechel musag, ela b'teva elaki, he says. A Jew does not want to be separated from his unity with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if it means to give his life, without even understanding why. Just there is this godly instinct that a Jew has in him not to be separated from Hashem. That's when does that come up to the forefront? When there is a possibility when a Jew is told to denounce his religion, to become a Christian, or to do Avodah Zarah, then all of a sudden, oh no, even if it's Misirat Nefesh. So the question is, how do I remove the ruach shtut of understanding that that's the same case by every avera? You tell yourself, it's kol sheken b'shvirat ta'avot ha'kala m'yisure mita. If I'm willing to be moser nefesh, not to be separated by Hashem, by Avodah Zarah, how much more so should I be able to be moser my ta'ava? Nobody's asking for me to give up my life. Just to give up that ta'ava, that's all. Hakala miyisure mita. That's much lighter than the affliction of death. Lo alenu. Shekarov elav hadavar yoter lichbosh hayetzer. That's much easier to be able to be kovesh, to overcome. Hen bivchinat sur mera, even in whether it's bivchinat sur mera, afilu me'avera kala shel divrei sofrim, shelo la'avor al retzono yitbarach. Not to transgress the ratzon of Hashem, even something that is the Rabbanan. מאחר שנפרד בה מייחודו ואחדותו. Because if a person here, you see בפירוש, he says, if a person transgresses even עבירה מדרבנן, that moment, בשעת מעשה, נפרד מייחודו ואחדותו, כמו בעבודה זרה ממש, בשעת מעשה. Just like עבודה זרה. והרי, גם בעבודה זרה יכול לעשות תשובה אחר כך, what do you tell me? The Yetzer Hara, what does he come before Avera? He says, you'll do teshuva. Ase ze achshav, achar kach ta'ase teshuva. Why by Avodah Zara you don't say the same thing? Avodah Zara also you could do teshuva afterwards. Come by Avodah Zara, yachol la'asot teshuva. And he explains, ve'af sha'omer ichta ve'ashuv en maspikim, even though we know the Mishnah in Masechet Yoma says, that a person who says, I'll do this chet and then I'll do teshuva, en maspikim biyado la'asot teshuva, that doesn't mean there's no teshuva. Hainu she'en machzikim yado liyot lo sha'at kosher la'asot teshuva. It means that min ha'shamayim, they're not going to present him with the opportunity, with the suitable time to do teshuva. Aval im dachak ha'sha'a ve'asat teshuva, but let's say he sees the moment, he pushes through to do teshuvah, even in the case of ichtav ve'ashuv. Remember these words. This is a pirush from the Baal HaTanya. It's a chidush. He's saying that there ichtav ve'ashuv en maspikim yado. It doesn't mean there's no possibility of teshuvah at all. It means that en maspikim yado. It means shelo mesapkim lo et ha'izdamrut la'asot teshuvah. They don't give him the opportunity. Avarim dochek et ha'sha'a. If he pushes his way to do teshuvah, it's possible. En lecha davar she'omed bifnei ha'teshuvah. That's a statement in the Yerushalmi. There's nothing that stands in the way of teshuvah. ואף על פי כן כל איש ישראל מוכן ומזומן למסור נפשו על קדושת השם שלא להשתחוות לעבודה זרה. And yet, even though you have the possibility to do teshuva afterwards, every Jew is mukhan umzuman, is ready and prepared to give his life al kedushat Hashem, not to bow down to avodah zarah, afilu lefi sha'a. Even just for a moment, v'la'asot teshuva achar kach, and to do teshuva after. Why is that? Why is a Jew not willing? V'hainu mipene or Hashem ha'melubash benafsham kanal. As was explained before, because of the light of Hashem that we received in the shoresh of our neshama, way down from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that is in our nefesh, she'eno bivchinat zman v'sha'a klal, that's above time. If we had time, maybe next time, Zad Hashem will explain this a little bit better. But the sfira of chokhmah, from which is the shoresh of our nefesh, is above zman. So therefore, for the nefesh ha'ilakit that we have, there's no difference. Mazerak l'sha'a? What does it mean only for now, but I'll do teshuvah afterwards? No. The chokhmah she'banefesh is above zman. There's no difference if it's nefishah or not nefishah. Achshav, right this moment, to commit avera, to be separate from Hashem, no way I am accepting such a thing. Ela lemala meazman, v'shalitu Moshe alav kanoda. We'll stop here for now. I'm just going to summarize very quickly. What he's saying for us is, Rabotai, this is how we understand the pasuk of Ki karov elecha davar meod. Ki karov elecha means, if we just would be able to remind ourselves before any kind of infraction of chas v'shalom, of avera, or not to do a mitzvah, just to remind ourselves, if I will commit this, this is causing a separation between me and Hashem, just like Avodah Zarah. And that will hold back a person from committing it. Hashem Yizakenu. רבי חננה מן הקשה אומר, רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל, לפיך אחיר בה להם תורה מצוות שנאמר, אדוני חפץ למען צדקו יגדיל תורה ויעדיר. אמן. Amen. Amen. Yehe shemeh rabba mevarach. Amen. 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 Amen.